Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlined series of futuristic goals aimed at shaping India's growth, driving innovation, positioning India as global leader. Governor Lal Ganesan says country is at threshold of new era of Amrit Kal, signifying time for renewal and reimagination for prosperous India. Chief Minister Nipurio says government is committed to all-round development of state. And Chief Minister's Universal Life Insurance Scheme launched. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today outlined India's commitment to become a global leader in semiconductor production, aiming to reduce dependency on imports and enhance technological self-sufficiency. After hoisting the national flag at the iconic Red Fort this morning, the Prime Minister in his 78th Independence Day speech outlined a series of futuristic goals aimed at shaping India's growth. The Prime Minister said that India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. Referring to the Budget 2024, the Prime Minister highlighted landmark initiatives announced by the government to train India's youth and become the skill capital of the world. Modi said that India must leverage its rich ancient legacy and literature to come up with Made in India gaming products. He added that Indian professionals must lead the global gaming market. He also emphasized the importance of green jobs in India's efforts to combat climate change. Modi also gave the call to bring 1 lakh youth into the political system, specifically those with no history of politics in their families. The Prime Minister said there is an advanced system in place in every sector, whether it is tourism, MSMEs, education, health, transport, agriculture or any other sector. Modi said his government has changed this model of governance and today the government itself goes to the beneficiary. Modi stated that in the last 10 years, 10 crore women joined women's self-help groups and became financially independent. Prime Minister also expressed concern at the rising cases of violence and crimes against women. He said the perpetrators should be punished and brought to book at the earliest. Governor Lal Ganesan has said that we are at the threshold of a new era of Amrit Kal, which signifies time of renewal and to reimagine our future and work collectively towards a stronger and prosperous India. He was speaking at the At Home Come Governors Award for Distinction in Field of Arts, Music and Literature held at Raj Bhavan today. He said, "The vision for a Viksit Bharat is within us, where every citizen has the opportunity to thrive." The governor said that it envisages India with robust infrastructure, inclusive growth and a leading position on the global stage while calling for dedication, innovation and a sense of responsibility from every individual. The governor expressed that it is imperative to recognize the integral role of culture in shaping our identity and pointed out that art, music and literature play vital threads to forge connections that transcend barriers. Governor Lal Ganesan extended appreciation to the awardees and hope that the initiative of the government will motivate youth to pursue passion while promoting the rich culture. Additional Chief Secretary and Finance Commissioner Senti Yangar Imchin said that observing significance of the Independence Day to pay homage to our freedom fighters, it is also fitting to recognize and celebrate talent and creativity of the state and also acknowledge their contribution in enriching our culture. 3 individuals and 1 society received the Governor's Award. Temjan Iyer and Tronquiba Yumchunger in the field of arts, N.K. Naga and Lidi Crow Society also in the field of music. Chief Minister Nipurio today asserted that the government is committed to all-round development of the state and emphasized the need to bridge both physical and human capital gaps. He was addressing the 78th Independence Day celebration in Kohima after administering the Rashtriya salute. Highlighting on the government's commitment for early solution of the Naga political issue, he mentioned that the government has formed political affairs committee and added that the government is committed to continued engagement with all stakeholders. Chief Minister Ryu also expressed happiness over the achievement of Naglim for surpassing 33% women representation in the recently concluded urban local bodies election and said it has set new precedent for the future. He also opined that eastern region of our state requires more hand-holding than other parts, adding that it has an open-door policy to resolve the ENPO issue. Speaking of various initiatives being undertaken by the government, he informed that major hydroelectric projects have been initiated. The Chief Minister also announced that the state is set to upgrade Radiation Oncology Center in Dimapur. He lauded Naglim Institute of Medical Sciences and Research for completing 1 year and awaiting to enroll the next batch. He mentioned that progress is being made on the establishment of another medical college in Mon District. The Chief Minister emphasized the impact of Chief Minister's health insurance scheme. Additionally, he informed that the state achieved an immunization coverage of 91.13% of infants during the previous financial year. The Chief Minister also highlighted rural and urban development initiatives. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin, news on our app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Along with the rest of the country, 78 Independence Day was observed in Older District Headquarters. Minister of the Public Health Engineering Department, Jacob Jimomi, while addressing the program in Dimapur District, outlined upcoming projects, including 8 initiatives under Northeast Special Infrastructure Development Scheme. In Tsumukidima, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilian hoisted the national flag, followed by a parade featuring various contingents. At Waka, Advisor for Agriculture, Mathang Yanthan hoisted the flag and presented district-level awards to outstanding employees for exceptional performance and dedication. Minister, Housing and Mechanical Engineering, Bashang Mongba Chang, administered flag hoisting in Longlin District and commended district awardees from various departments. Minister for Environment, Forests, Climate Change and Village Guard, C.L. John, led the Independence Day celebration in Mokhukchen District. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Nipurio, launched Chief Minister's Universal Life Insurance Scheme, CMLIS, during the Independence Day celebration today. The CMLIS includes 2 lakh rupees in unfortunate event of primary breadwinner's demise and 2 lakh rupees each for primary breadwinner and up to 3 family members in case of accidental death or disability. The enrollment drive for the CMLIS will commence on August 15 and will run for 1 month. The scheme is open to all households, families within the state of Nagaland who are indigenous inhabitants and or permanent residents. All government servants of the state, including work charge and casual employees. The scheme is open to individuals aged 18 to 50 years for general category households and 18 to 60 years for government servants. Eligible families can verify their details on CMLIS portal cmlis.nagaland.gov.in or register through Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission for Rural Areas or through Deputy Commissioner, ADC, SDO or EAC offices in urban areas before September 15. MLA Inti Chubachang inaugurated static soil testing laboratory under soil and water conservation at Pugubuto subdivision in Zinheboto district today. Funded by Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India and Government of Nagaland, the laboratory is established under soil health cart under Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana. Under this, farmers' soil is tested and soil health card is distributed, which will contain status of the soil with respect to 12 parameters. It will also indicate fertilizer recommendations and soil amendment required for farms. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlines series of futuristic goals aimed at shaping India's growth, driving innovation and positioning India as global leader. Governor Laganesan says country is at threshold of new era of Amrit Kal, signifying time for renewal and reimagination for prosperous India. Chief Minister Nipurio says government is committed to all-round development of state. And Chief Minister's Universal Life Insurance Scheme launch. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.